Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Lots of people want to make something of themselves. We have dreams and want to fulfill them, want to reach our potential and a satisfying, good outcome. That's one reason lots of people get an education and work hard. It's also a reason people move from one place to another, whether it's from one city to another, one state to another, or even one country to another. We're motivated to reach our goals. But it's not unusual to encounter obstacles. For instance, higher education generally costs money, money we may not have. Working hard is, well, hard, especially if we have obligations with family, friends, and our community as well. And sometimes it looks as if those other people looking to fulfill their dreams are making it harder for us to fulfill ours. So, is there any way to guarantee that we reach our potential? Yes, and it's illustrated in a book that has been a bestseller for a long time, the Bible. Sure, the examples in the Bible are old, but that suggests they've stood the test of time. So, this week on Morning Prayer, we're going to see what the Bible tells us about how to reach our potential and fulfill our dreams. You won't be surprised to hear that more than human ability is involved. As Jeremiah depicts God saying in the New International Version of the Bible, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." May we all have that hope and a future filled with good. Amen.